I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Lady bodies. Yeah. You got the ghost police come in. There's paintings everywhere in this house. Like,
yeah, one of them instantly pukes ectoplasm. Yeah.
On a spooky noise there for a second.
Yeah.
What is that?
Welcome to the Gore Boys Halloween special.
Ooh. I was doing rattling bones there.
So. Oh, I thought it was a flock of bats.
Sure.
Yeah. We're recording in the dark.
It's bone bats.
Yeah.
Oh, skeleton bats.
For the first time ever, we are recording in the dark. My name and your host today is James Miller, and I'm joined with
Peter O'Donohue, and I'm curious if Randy Quaid is still on the lam.
Randy Quaid?
Dennis Quaid's brother. I didn't know he was on the lam, though. I know he did that weird sex tape.
That's what I wanted to talk about for a second.
Okay, so we're doing the Lore Boys canon of Randy Quaid's sex tape.
Yeah.
I prepared something today,
guys. You can put it away, though, James. We're going to talk about Randy Quaid and his weird sex tape.
So okay. Randy Quaid made this, like,
he puts his phone away. Okay, I guess we're doing this now.
Randy Quaid at some point. For those who don't know, Randy Quaid is an actor. He's in, like, National Lampoon.
Yeah.
He was in Independence Day, all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
He snapped at some point real hard, and so did his wife, apparently, where I think he was afraid that Rupert Murdoch, like, the media mogul, was, like, trying to kill him or something.
He's super, he was, like, super, like, conspiracy theorist crazy.
Yeah, so he makes this video where he's got this huge white beard. His wife is just like wearing lingerie and sunglasses, like lounging on the bed behind him. And then he's just like talking and rambling about all this crazy shit. Then he puts a Rupert Murdoch mask on his wife and fucks her.
Yeah.
And then they both like illegally cross the border into Canada and fucking disappeared.
All right.
This is old news, though.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it just popped into my head like a couple of days ago, and I was just like, I want to bring this up on the podcast.
Yeah, maybe he went off to some woods and found a mansion that was given to him by ghosts.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Oh, maybe he got the famous Manitoba ghost mansion.
Yeah.
Is that what we're talking about?
I'm Ethan Palmer. Sorry, I didn't say it yet.
Yeah.
I'm Randy Quaid. This is where I've been hiding the whole time.
Oh, shit. Is that you, Rupert Murdoch? You're looking fine tonight.
Today, we're going to talk about Luigi's Mansion. It's coming. Luigi's Mansion 3 is coming out the day after this episode's released on Halloween of 2019.
Mm-hmm.
So that's super exciting.
We hope not to steal all the thunder from Luigi's Mansion released on the Switch, you know?
Yeah. Sorry, Nandu.
Yeah.
We're
cutting in on your market share and releasing first.
We're boosting their signal. Then we'll see a clear
the Lore
price
Boys
spike.
Bump.
Or
purchase
it. Spike.
Yeah. The Lore Boys endorsed Luigi's Mansion 3, having never played it.
Yep.
Yeah, neither have I.
They sold a bunch of copies on launch. Must be us.
Yeah
exactly.
If it's successful, I'm willing to take
correlation
full credit for it.
Yep. Equals causation.
Yep. And honestly, if it's super unsuccessful, I'll take the blame for that too.
Yep.
I'll take that fault.
Probably our fault.
Yeah, definitely. So what do you guys know about Luigi's Mansion so far? Have you guys played it?
Luigi uses a vacuum cleaner to catch ghosts.
That's pretty on the ball. Yeah, that happens.
I played the first one.
Yeah.
As a child, as a ween.
Yep.
And I do not remember it. I think I owned it on GameCube.
Nice.
Yeah. I know literally nothing else.
Okay. I came up with it.
You invented Luigi's Mansion?
Well,
you came
like,
up with the idea for
I grew
Luigi's
up
Mansion?
With it, I should
You're
say.
You're Shigeru Miyamoto?
Yeah. Yeah. I grew up with it.
What's Banjo and Kazooie like?
Banjo and Kazooie?
Did you meet him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. There was a little bit of a language barrier. Yeah, exactly. And I was speaking Japanese, but yeah.
You speak Japanese too?
Well, of course, yeah.
Oh.
How couldn't I? So yeah, I played a lot as a kid. I loved it. And I played a remake on 3DS not so long ago when I borrowed a friend's 3DS.
Okay.
And I really enjoyed the games. I didn't play the second one, Dark Moon. And if I had a Switch, I'd probably play the third one. But
Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon, that's the one where he joins that pagan cult and sacrifices
Mario.
People. Mario. Yeah.
Well, sorry, no spoilers. Mario's the last sacrifice, but he ends up sacrificing Toad and Toad's whole family leading up to it.
Wow!
He bashes their... he puts them, like, over that, like, big stone that's, like, surrounded by obelisks and then bashes their heads into right?
Yeah. Yep, definitely.
Yeah, a rock tied
to appease the Dark Lord Bowser.
A pine branch. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To stave off the Dark Moon for one more season.
He doesn't bash their head in with a rock. He, like, lays them down on the altar, and then he just, like, leaps and jumps on their head.
Yeah.
Collects their blood in an upturned turtle shell.
Yeah.
So Luigi's Mansion, it was a launch title for the GameCube.
Really?
Yep. In 2001, it came out.
Oh, fuck. Before I was born.
The same year as The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring.
Yeah. Oh.
It would be 18 today.
I don't think so.
Maybe.
It would be 18 nowadays.
So we can fuck it.
We can fuck Luigi's
Mansion. Nice. If it came out after October 26th, the day of our recording.
Still cannot. That's true.
Can't.
Yeah. It might have been one of those holiday things. I don't know exactly when the GameCube came out. But
you really didn't do your research for this episode, huh?
God.
Well, I can see where this is going.
Here we go. it marks the second time where Luigi is the main character, with Mario playing a supporting role.
Okay.
Do you know what the first game is?
Blade Runner.
No.
It the Mario Brothers animated movie?
Wait, is it Mario Was Missing?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
How did you get that, dude?
Because I know that game exists.
Oh, my God.
I think we probably talked about it when we did our season one ender, where we talked about the Super Mario.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I did not expect either of you to know that. Good job, Peter. 10 points.
Sick.
Yeah, that's like where it's like the. Well, I don't remember it fully. The name sounds familiar, but
I looked it up today. I watched videos of it today.
Oh yeah,
is that the cartoon one?
We're gonna have a lore corner where the game is so short that we can't have a whole episode. But let's talk about really quickly what that game is.
Okay.
So Mario's Missing. It was the game where Mario goes missing and Luigi.
He drank a whole bottle of rye, then got into his car, and now Luigi's got to find him.
Yeah. No, he was with Peach, then he put on a mask of Rupert Murdoch on Peach's face and fucked her, and then just hopped the border of the Mushroom Kingdom and was never seen again.
That's your artwork.
I watched the trailer for Luigi's Mansion 3 today, and I realized that Mario characters can't talk. They just have voices, like, they have certain voice lines. They can say wahoo.
Yeah.
They can say, let's go. They can say, like, certain
let's
things
go.
That are only said in the game kind of thing.
Yeah.
And they had a whole thing leading up to going to the new mansion, which is a hotel in Luigi's Mansion 3.
Oh.
And the way that they communicate by just, like, using, like, five lines is, like, really incredible. Yeah.
Well, it's actually a really cool, like, callback to the early series, because Super Mario Brothers 1 came out in, what, 86? 87?
Something like that.
Sometime in the 80s. And that was before voice was invented. So nobody had voices before then.
So I want you guys.
It's kind of an homage to the early Super Mario.
What I want you guys to do now is that Rupert Murdoch thing with Peach and Luigi. Mm-hmm. I want you guys to enact that while only using wahoo, let's go, or different. You're Peach, you're Luigi, go.
Yeah, he's like, oh no,
let's go.
okay.
Wahoo. All right. All right, Mario's Missing is a 1992 game. It's said to be an educational game, although I watched it today, and I don't think anyone
I learned anything.
No.
Yeah. I went to school for 12 years. I didn't learn anything.
No.
Education system's broken, okay?
It was created for MS-DOS, Mac.
It's a PC game?
Super Nintendo and Nintendo. Yeah. Huh. It was made for four different systems.
Was it made by Nintendo?
It was, I think. Well, I don't know, actually. I didn't look that part up.
Is it one of those weird animated ones, like Wand of Gamelon and like the weird Zelda with the fucked up animated cutscenes that were literally made in like Eastern European animation gulags?
Yeah. Worker and Parasite.
Yeah. So it's a lot of side-scroll walking. It kind of looks like an old RPG, maybe. And there is like an extra plane. Like, it's not only left or right, you can go up and down, but it'll bring you to a different map. Like, if you're in a city and you go through a door kind of thing, It'll bring you to the next street over.
It's like an old adventure game, basically, like Monkey Island or Beneath the Steel Sky.
Real quick, not to derail you, I looked it up and it wasn't developed by Nintendo. It was just published by them.
Oh, there you go.
So it's one of those things. It was like that the Legend of Zelda game that was like Cartoon Link, but it was on like a tape track that you played it on.
What?
It was on like the Philips CD.
The Philips CD. That's what I was talking about.
Yeah.
Like, oh boy. It's like, my boy. Like those weird memeable ones.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And which was like, it wasn't developed by Nintendo, but they no longer license like almost any of their stuff.
No.
They do pretty much everything in-house. And I feel like it's because they had all these bad experiences with Eastern European like studios doing these weird things to their IPs. And they were just like, we got to stop doing this, guys. We have something valuable here and we're letting people ruin it.
I watched a playthrough of it and the music is like so clearly not Nintendo too, because like you think of like so catchy, right?
Yeah.
This one is like this bass line that kind of like repeats every 30 seconds and there's never quite a resolution. Ooh. And like it kind of gets like tense at parts.
This is truly horrifying.
I was listening to it at first and I was like, what am I supposed to hold on to here?
Yeah.
And then I was just writing the episode and I had it on in the background. And then I found myself after like 20 minutes, like, oh, I like this song. So I don't know. It was weirdly hypnotic, but also unsettling.
Okay, yeah. It was like after 20 minutes, but you kind of came out of a fugue state with like a mushroom on like a stone on your desk in front of you. And you're just like, what is going on?
I think it
covered in cartoon, hands covered in cartoon blood.
Yeah.
I think it's like whenever you're like,
Mamma mia.
It's like boiling frogs, you know? It's just like the water gets only a little warmer at a time.
Okay, yeah.
And then after a while, you're just used to it kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, mm-hmm. You're stressed about being in the pot, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the story of this game is Bowser decides to flood the Earth using hair dryers from Have to Have It mail order to melt Antarctica.
Okay.
And
this is ostensibly set on Earth.
On Earth,
yes.
Yeah,
it's not in Mario.
I had the same thought. This is not the Mushroom Kingdom all of a sudden.
Yep. And the boys are off in either New York or Boston. So one of those Eastern Union.
Boston.
Yeah.
I'm very good at accents, so I'll throw some accents in here.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Well, that's the last time we mentioned Boston.
Bastion. Hey, I'm walking here.
So Bowser, the main problem with his plan is he can't afford all the hair dryers yet.
Okay.
So he has to make some money.
Yes.
So the way he does it is he sends out his Koopa friends to steal artifacts from all over the world and then sell these artifacts.
It's like Carmen Sandiego. This is where the educational part
is.
Is Mario one of the artifacts?
No.
Okay. That'd be a weird way to go missing.
Mario.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mario and Luigi at this point.
The perfect man.
Yeah. Naked with a tiny leaf dick.
3'7".
Yeah.
A mustache as big as your hand. Like
gut censors his penis. Yeah.
No, like Mario and Luigi, they want to save the world. So they're like, we got to stop them kind of mm-hmm. thing.
That's kind of their shtick.
Yeah. So they go to Antarctica. You just take a boat or whatever you do.
Yeah.
And
you'd have to.
Yeah.
Take a boat, take a plane, open a plane to a Lovecraftian dimension.
Yeah.
Yeah. Waltz on through.
Mm-hmm. So there's a wonderful castle there. Bowser doesn't stay in mansions or houses or hotels. He stays in castles.
Yes. That's Bowser's shtick, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So and
all his boys. He has a castle for himself and a castle for each of his boys.
Yeah.
Well, and usually the castle is shaped in the shape of his face.
You're right. It's kind of got a Castle Grayskull sort of thing, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, He-Man lives in Grayskull, not Skeletor.
But it's because He-Man took Skeletor's house.
Okay, see, that's way more than I knew about He-Man.
And I only learned this from another podcast.
Okay.
But yeah, and the whole thing, Skeletor's trying to get his house back. He's kind of a good guy.
Oh, so He-Man's just like a squatter?
Yeah, he took his house away from him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Can we look into doing a full-time He-Man Masters of the Universe podcast?
Yes.
Can we discuss this off-air?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. I'm not sure I've ever watched a whole episode, but...
Oh, yeah, definitely haven't. Yeah.
Yeah, I certainly haven't.
I've seen the yeah.
That's episode one, I think.
10 hours, yeah.
Yeah. 10-hour pilot episode.
Yeah. It was good. Then it got slow, but it really picks
it really
up.
Picks up at the end. The 90th refrain.
So Mario and Luigi, they go down to the castle. Luigi, being the timid boy that he is, doesn't want to go in the castle right away. He's kind of doing that shaky, like chattering his teeth thing that he does a lot in Luigi's
Luigi. Name. Luigi is a coward.
Yes, he is. He is completely without spine.
He is yellow, as you might say.
Yeah,
yeah. Although he's green. But...
Yellow-bellied.
Yeah.
Okay.
Green-yellow. Let's say he's green-yellow. We'll compromise. Me in the middle.
All right. Sure.
Yeah. Yep.
So Mario goes in first, and he's greeted by a nice waiter. What are those, like, lurch? A butler?
Yeah. Manservant?
Yeah, so the manservant says, hey, would you like a candy? Mary's like, yeah, I love candy.
Candy? From a stranger?
In somebody's really house that I'm breaking into?
This really is an educational game. Sign me up.
For our Halloween episode, no less, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
I knocks see. On a door, gets some candy from a stranger. Immediately captured, a net comes out. The candy was just superfluous. He could have just used a net.
Yeah, but, like, seriously, it wasn't like a... Hey, don't take candy from strangers because you get caught in a net.
Yeah. It's like just like a Twix bar, and in the middle is like a giant net.
Yeah. Like a bunch of dried leaves in the center of the room. It's like, that's odd.
It's like a Kit Kat, and the four sticks are just like on top of a net, obviously.
Yeah, so he gets caught. Then Luigi is left alone, and he has to foil Bowser's plan and also save Mario.
All right, Luigi, it's time to sack up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So as Luigi, you go to different locations all over the world, and you collect artifacts from Koopas by defeating them.
You make friends with a monkey that wears boots.
And then return it home. Yeah. What's the monkey boots thing?
Dora.
Yeah. His name's Boots?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that his name?
Yeah. Yep.
Clever.
Boots the monkey.
Clever.
Did you know Dora the Explorer has a last name?
The Explorer?
The Explorer.
No, it's like Chavez or something.
Chavez?
It's
okay.
It's a Spanish name.
Oh, like Hugo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Do you think Dora the Explorer is related to Hugo Chavez?
Yeah. She's a big dictator.
Yeah, our He-Man Dora crossover episode is coming later.
Yeah, so yeah. Oh, that's... Yeah, it's not an episode. It's a standalone podcast.
Oh, it's standalone podcast. Okay. Yeah. It's a bi-daily.
Yeah. That's twice daily, not once every 2 days. Yes. It can be confusing sometimes.
It can mean both.
It goes both ways.
So Luigi goes and he gets all these artifacts from the... This is just a lore corner. We're not going to go through everything, but he gets all the artifacts back, returns them all to their rightful places, and then only after all that, he goes to get Mario.
He takes all the Pillars of the Parthenon back to that British Museum.
Yeah.
Right where they belong. Yeah.
But these are, like, real-world artifacts?
I watched, like, 10 minutes of it, and all was in this weird street area. Okay. And you have to talk to a guy to get something from him and then find the right person to return it to. It really didn't seem like world artifacts. It seemed like this guy lost his keys.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Here's Jimmy's watch. Oh,
yeah.
Fabled to have been worn by Jimmy himself.
Bought at a department store for $18.
Can't buy watches like this anymore.
That's it. That'll buy me half a hairdryer. Yeah. So the ending, basically, Luigi goes all the way to the castle. This time he's brave enough to enter it. He's on a balcony with Bowser. And
you expect me to believe that Luigi turned down the candy?
Yeah.
Come on. Come on. That rube.
Maybe after he saw his brother fall for it. Yeah.
Oh, he actually had, like, line of sight on it.
I don't know. I'm
Loreboy's candy.
Loreboy's candy.
Loreboy's candy. It's like, have this piece of candy at the bottom of this 10-foot hole.
The pointy bamboo sticks.
Yeah.
Da 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 da.
Yeah. And so Luigi returns the artifacts. He goes to Bowser's castle. I guess there's a fight with Bowser. I watched the scene and I just saw the ending scene kind of thing.
Yeah.
Basically, he takes Bowser's shell off of him, and it's the only iteration of the game where Bowser ever loses his shell.
Okay.
The shell also covers his tail in this game, so it's like a cup, but also has like a tail thing on the end.
Okay.
Okay.
And that's the only game that it exists like that too. Bowser is in polka dot shorts, like
classic,
underwear underneath.
Classic.
Naturally.
Classic boxers.
He's very embarrassed and runs away.
How's the hog? Meaty?
Oh, yeah. Whole hog, dude.
Whole hog?
Yeah. He basted that thing.
He's got, like, tan lines.
Yeah, so Bowser runs off screen embarrassed. This is the only time you see him without a shell. Luigi shakes the shell out, and a key falls out for Mario's
cage.
Then cage. Bowser comes back, though, and he's like, where's my shell? And Luigi's like, oh, I threw it off the balcony over there. And then Bowser, like, looks over the edge, and Luigi pushes him off.
Ah, got him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the MS-DOS ending. Apparently, there's different endings. I didn't watch all of them.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. And which one does Bowser hit the ground?
It went very quickly to beat the bad guy by embarrassing him to murder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do see him laying in the snow, like, defeated on your
always
way out.
Always fine, yeah.
Because it is licensed by Mario, I guess.
By Mario himself, he licensed it.
Yep.
The final educational puzzle is digging a shallow grave for Bowser.
Yeah.
No, see... The actual lesson is that you get him to dig it before you kill him.
Yeah, shoot him in the back of the head. Make sure not to mark it, kids, or else you'll get caught.
Yeah. You dig the grave, but then you just put a piece of candy in it, and they climb in themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so if you guys want to go back to 1992 to play a game, don't play this one. Play, like, literally anything else, I'd say. I watched it. Didn't look very fun. Looked very frustrating because it's not clear. Every street looks the same when you're going north and south.
Oh.
And there's no, like, real landmarks. But I thought the story was interesting enough to tell you guys about it. And
tune into the Loreboys Extra Life stream where we play through the whole thing.
Oh, God. Oh, no. So that's the little lore corner for Mario is Missing. And I think that's all we really need to talk about it. So next is
great episode, guys.
Yeah.
That sure was spooky.
So yeah, let's get to the real spooky stuff. That one had a little bit of candy giving.
Yeah.
Watch out where you take candy from, kids.
Yeah. It's Halloween adjacent.
It had a manservant, which is indicative of, you know, vast wealth disparities that are present in the world, and that's terrifying.
Who's our youngest listener we know? Diamond? Diamond's are you too just... old to trick? I think he's too old to trick or treat.
He might be at that in between point where you're too young to get drunk on Halloween and too old to trick or treat, so you're kind of just in limbo.
Yeah.
2 years ago, he said when he turns 18, he's going to come party with us in Montreal. Sick. So I'm waiting for it.
Holding you to it, Diamond.
Yeah.
You better.
Luigi's Mansion is what we're talking about today, and it came out on GameCube in 2001. Like I said, it was a sequel. There was a sequel to this game called Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon, I think I mentioned.
Yes.
And that was on 3DS in 2013, so it was like way later.
Oh, so Luigi's Mansion 2 only came out on 3DS.
I think so, yeah.
12 years after the fact.
Yeah. And then the third installment, Luigi's Mansion 3, is coming out tomorrow if you're listening on release date, and it's Halloween of 2019.
Or it's already out.
Yep.
If you're listening to it a day after release date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why you would.
Go the heck buy it. And so there's two new characters released with the first game, Luigi's Mansion. Do you know who they are?
Wait, what? Can you say that? There's two characters released with the first game?
Two characters introduced to the Mario Kingdom with...
In the first game.
In the first game.
Is it Mario and Luigi's dead parents? Who have returned as ghosts.
Yeah.
They died in a serious plumbing accident.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
They both devoted their lives to making sure the water's running fine.
The true horror is that it was two of them, and they each had one parent. It was just Mario and Luigi. They gave birth to themselves, and then their former selves just crumbled to dust.
Oh my god, dude.
That is terrifying.
Yeah. All right, well, that's the role-playing game we're playing for the Extra Life stream.
Right? Yeah, and after this episode.
Okay.
When the mics are out.
We've got a lot of things to get into. Our He-Man, our Dora, our Marisette.
Mm-hmm.
So the two new characters are Professor Elvin Gad. He's like the swirly-eyed vacuum guy.
Yeah, yeah.
He's in Mario Superstar Saga.
Yeah.
He's in a bunch of other games after Luigi.
He is, yeah.
Okay.
He's just a mad scientist that makes crazy, wacky gadgets.
Okay.
He makes vacuums that can catch ghosts.
That's one of the things he made, yeah.
Cool.
He also made stuff that ends up in, like, Mario Party 5 and stuff like that. Like, things that you'll get out of boxes.
I think he was in one of the Paper Marios, too. Thousand-Year Door or something, maybe.
Yeah, that's super possible. Super possible. I think he is, actually. You have to bring in...
burning cart engine, but then...
Yeah.
Bowser's big oil that ruined his career.
Yeah, exactly. Drove him to insanity.
Nah, he's not... He's trying to melt the world not with oil, but with hair dryers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I guess that is... Well, I mean, that's fairly green. They're electric.
He was able to build a cloud that floated without diesel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because in Mario Kart, the actual cloud is diesel powered.
Yeah, exactly. They competed with Bowser's clown cars, so it's just like...
So... Professor Elvin Gad, I think you're right that he was in Thousand Year Door. I think you had to go to a coffee place and bring him certain types of coffees, and he would give you different gadgets based on what coffees you
Elvin Gad is not a punny name at all.
Yes, it is. Professor Egad.
Egad, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. That's so you call him Professor Egad for the rest of the game.
Okay.
Yeah. It's funny that you said exactly what he
was. Yeah, I know. That it really it was a... He walked right into that one.
Yeah.
Huh, that's a weird place to leave a rake. I guess I'll go for a walk. Son of a bitch.
With that damn rake in the lake. All right, so now we have Luigi's Mansion. We have... Professor Egad, he's the crazy scientist. And then we also have the main antagonist, who is King Boo. So you know what Boos are, right?
The ghosts.
They're ghosts.
Is this really the first introduction of King Boo?
Of King Boo it is.
Well, considering this is 18 years ago, we're probably really used to seeing him around.
There's a lot of...
Like, there's... I guess it's... Okay, so there's Big Boo, which is what I'm thinking.
There's Big Boo?
Large Boos.
Yeah.
There
in
is
Super Mario World.
Boolossus, which you might have not have known the name of, but Boolossus is another big Boo that you... I think you see him specifically in Mario 64 for the first time when you go to the basement level of the haunted house and there's, like, this merry-go-round with, like, this haunting
circus
remember that. Music. And then there's a bunch of Boos that float around you and combine into one big Boo.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's him, just out of context clues of lore stuff that can come up, yeah. But yeah, so King Boo, he's a Boo, but with a crown on his head.
It's specifically the crown, yeah.
And he has,
which
he's very
big. Does not have.
Yeah, and he gathers power from having other ghosts around him.
Okay.
So to kill him, you usually have to eliminate the other ghosts.
The other ghosts.
Okay.
First,
yeah. So those are the two new characters, and we'll get into more of them. So before the events of Luigi's Mansion, Professor Igad... He captured Boolossus, the guy that I just said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The guy that you just were talking about.
Yeah.
Just now.
And Boolossus, he is the jumbo ghost, they say here. And
the jumbo ghost.
Jumbo, the ghost.
He's composed of 15 regular Boos who can combine to create Boolossus.
Kill me.
Yeah. although the Boos are normally timid and shy, whenever they turn into Boolossus, they don't. They're not scared of you anymore. You can look them right in the face.
They'll keep coming at you.
Keep coming. Yeah.
It's like the magic feather from Dumbo, where it's just like, no, it was friendship that made you guys strong the whole time. You don't need to be big.
Sure. Yeah. I haven't seen Dumbo.
He's the boss of the third area in Luigi's Mansion, King Boolossus.
Okay.
So we can assume he doesn't stay captured for long.
Well, like, how many areas is it, like, out of four? Or
I think it's like four or five. It's not that many, and Professor Igad captures him. And this pisses off King Boo. King Boo's the leader of him. And he's like,
I'm the leader of the Tunnel Snakes.
Yeah, my power is directly correlated.
Tunnel Snakes rule.
Yeah,
quote King Boo.
Yeah.
his power directly correlates with how many Boos are around him, and that means he just lost 15. Or one big.
Oh, yeah, that's right, that's right.
So, he's felt the disturbance in the Boo force.
Yep.
The Borse.
The Borse.
Yeah. Good cheese.
Abyss Bourbon's in the Borse.
Yeah.
Bumber 15. Butt would be Burse. Butt Bettis in... some guy just reads BuzzFeed articles, but with B at the start.
Okay. I was wondering if you were just having a stroke or...
It's number 15, what could be worse than... Foot salad in your burger at Burger King or something like that.
Salad in your burger?
No, it's because someone put their whole feet in the lettuce tins at Burger King to be like, fuck you, customers.
Yeah.
And it ended up in an article. And some guy just like with his arms really straight, standing up with like weird postures, goes, Bumber 15.
The internet is truly a magical place.
Yeah. If you look up Bumber 15, it'll come up.
Yeah.
So have fun with
that. I guarantee I will.
We will after this episode.
That's so funny,
So Professor Igad caught Boolossus with a device called the Ghost Portrificationizer.
Does that turn them into pictures?
Yeah.
Oh, that's clever.
I just
that's
got clever. That, actually. Yeah. you guys have been teaching me.
Who's hosting this episode?
This is an educational podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Made in 1991.
Jimmy, give me your watch.
I noticed you got an unused hairdryer in the bathroom there.
I got a good use for it.
Yeah,
honestly.
Exactly.
Melting the ice caps. Yeah,
exactly.
Madman.
Just as extension cords across the ocean.
Oh, no, I was pointing it the wrong way. The ice got harder.
That's obviously how it works, Jamie.
Yeah. I took physics in high school. Thank you very much.
Imagine just seeing your neighbor with like three, like in a hot summer day, just three of those out their window.
Sucking the hot air.
It sucks the hot air out of the atmosphere and blows it. That's how a hot air dryer works.
It just moves it?
Yeah. It pulls the heat out. Brr.
Yeah.
Wear gloves, dry your hair.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the handle gets so cold.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, like you guessed, he captures him and puts him into a portrait, which is like the whole point of the game is you got to capture all the main ghosts and put them into portraits.
Yeah, so Boolossus doesn't age, but his picture does.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
sure.
The portrait of Borean Bray.
And I wonder if there's some sort of canonical tie over to Mario 64 where you can jump into whole worlds that are in paintings and capturing people into paintings. there is some sort of painting technology in them.
Or how Dark Souls, oftentimes there's other worlds inside paintings.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're derailing this one. It's a Dark Souls episode.
Yeah.
Ariandel.
Well, what we're saying is Mario and Dark Souls are in the same realm.
Yeah.
You see, the shines that Mario collects are actually pieces of the first flame.
Luigi is unkindled ash.
Obviously.
He is going to collect ghosts.
Yeah. Mm. And Mario's been unhallowed ever since he... Or he's been hollowed ever since he went missing that
right,
one time.
Yeah.
Yeah. He actually died in that pit.
Yeah. When you play a Mario game, you can only take 2 hits off of a boss if you're at full health, pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So now Boo lost his. He's in a portrait. King Boo's like, "What the fuck? You're taking some of my power. You're taking my boys." So he gets all of his men, or ghosts, and
or Koopas,
or yeah, mostly ghosts. Actually.
Mostly ghosts. Okay.
Yeah.
King Boo. He doesn't really seem like the bad guy. If Bulossus was captured, he lost power. Was he fucking with Dr. Egad prior to the kidnapping of Bulossus?
Ghosts are generally not good in the Mario world. Like, they try and kill you.
Okay.
At this point, though, it does seem like Egad kind of started this.
Seems like the aggressor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess we don't know what was going on before. We need some kind of, like, lore podcast to tell us, but...
Yeah.
Well, I don't know where we'd find that.
Yeah.
At the beginning of recorded lore history, this is where it starts. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just start... And I feel like that is very... Like, we've done a couple episodes on Nintendo now where,
like... The problem with this, though, is that the Boos couldn't hold the pens. And that's why they couldn't write down the history.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Just every time they went to grasp.
I thought you were making a DS stylus joke, and I did not get it.
No.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, Boo history, Boo culture is all oral history,
yeah.
So it's been lost with the Boo language.
Yeah.
Boo.
We got our Boo quota in there. We go.
Yeah, that's it. Nintendo's paying us by the Boo. Yeah. For this Luigi's Mansion
episode. That last one he said just ticked us from 68 to 69, and
nice.
We just leave it right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nobody say Boo! Damn it! Fuck!
Now we gotta go to 420.
Now we gotta go to 420.
Yeah. All right.
Boo, 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 boo.
So King Boo, he charges the laboratory to basically get his boy back. And Professor Egad was not ready for this. He's just kind of working away on his inventions and stuff. And then
he's I made an explicit act of war against this people. I guess I'll go back to just tinkering in my lab.
It is. Oh, I should mention his lab is smack dab in the middle of a place called Boo Woods. And there's, like, no towns around.
Okay.
Oh, this seems like his fault a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, it should have been called Boods, but whatever.
Yeah.
Boods?
Boods.
With the Boods.
Send Boods.
Yeah. Send Boods.
Ghost titties, yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Every time you look at the picture, it goes invisible, so you have to, like, look at the
news. Oh, yeah, you gotta, like, look away. Yeah.
She's always topless when you're not looking.
You gotta, look at, you gotta look at it in a mirror, that's the thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You gotta have them behind you and look in a mirror. Yeah.
Yeah,
I like my ladies behind me anyway, so. If you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so King Boo reversed the portrificationizers, so he just put the vacuum on reverse or whatever. Actually, okay, the portrificationizer is like this long series of, it looks like a line in a factory that you would like use to make something. There's like...
An
assembly line. There's a bunch of processes. Like, there's one thing where it, like, it goes in and then it turns into a ghost, into something physical, and then it puts it into a painting, and then it puts it into...
Okay.
Then it turns it into a cube, then it flattens the cube into a painting.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. It's that whole thing. So it goes through that, so I guess they find out how to put this on reverse, and they get... Bulossus back.
I wonder what this switch that says reverse does.
Yeah.
Big lever.
Yeah.
And it turns out that Egad had a bunch of other ones, too. Like, he's been capturing smaller ghosts that kind of went under the radar
this
for a
while. He's like a
fucked
serial
up.
Killer.
Yeah, this guy's kind of fucked up. Yeah.
He's been putting ghosts into paintings for a while.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
You got it's like when they discovered the Ed Gein's house.
Yeah.
In wherever he was in, like, Michigan or some shit,
yeah.
Where the cops walk in, they find a bunch of lampshades made out of, like, lady bodies.
Yeah.
You got the ghost police come in. There's paintings everywhere in this house. Like,
yeah, one of them instantly pukes ectoplasm.
Yeah,
because like now it kind of makes sense, like, that he's in the middle of this woods with no other people. Like, did he kill all these people? And now he killing them wasn't enough, and he has to continue to torture them after death.
Yeah, I don't know. If you ever hear him talk in the actual game, it's kind of like Banjo-Kazooie, where the text will come up below, and he'll just be like, bing, bang, boom, yabba, yabba, boom, boom.
Oh, yeah.
Boom. Yeah. He says yabba, yabba a lot. I was watching something.
Very,
today,
very
yeah.
sim talk, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he goes...
Luigi walks up, is just like, good morning.
Hello, Luigi.
So yeah, how does Luigi even get there, right? So we have King Boo, basically to keep EGOT in check. He's not going to kill him or anything, but he creates a ghostly mansion right smack dab next to his laboratory.
Okay.
So like Luigi's mansion, if you've ever seen it, is created by the ghost. It's a spectral...
not a real place.
It's not a real place.
So they create a like huge... beautiful mansion as a threat.
Yeah,
it's a place to house all the ghosts to keep them safe. But I don't know why you
fucking around. We're gonna give you neighbors.
Yeah,
no,
my peaceful tranquility.
How am I supposed to keep turning booze into lampshades? Yeah.
The booze get up and like start mowing the grass at 7 a.m. each morning. Like, ah, you sons of bitches. I mean, you dabba dabba sons of bitches.
Yeah. The boos are tied to Bowser.
Dabba dabba sons of bitches.
The boos are tied to Bowser. Every time that it snows, they're just out there with hair dryers.
Yeah. Clearing out the walkway.
Yeah, that's it.
Exactly.
They're fucking melting the snow on their goddamn lawn again.
Yeah.
Keep the clippings on your side.
Honey, honey, get the camera. Get the camera. I want to fucking film them doing this. I'm going to complain to the city. The city of Buds.
Yeah, King Boo, his Boo minions, and the recently freed ghosts are in the mansion now. And he has an army of ghosts and a mansion. And he's like, what should I do? Who's wronged me lately? You know, those Mario and Luigi guys, they've been killing a lot of boos over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Let's capture them.
Do Mario and Luigi kill a lot of boos?
If you go invincible, you can probably kill them, can't you?
You can. With a star, you can. But, like, compared to the number of boos and the number of, like, boo houses with stars in them, I feel like you don't kill that many.
In Mario 64, you do kill Boolosses.
Okay, fair.
Okay.
If I think that's Boolosses. There's a bunch of ghosts that
can... Well, Boy's Canon, it's Boolosses.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Good. Yeah.
But yeah, you do kill boos. Enough to get his notice, I guess.
I guess one boo is too many.
One boo is too many, yeah, exactly.
If
you're powered by boos.
And I mean, if you're the boo king, you're responsible for these boos on some level,
if you're
right?
Powered by boos, just like this podcast.
Yeah.
Boos. And also, the critics. They fuel us.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Boo. People, I assume there are people sitting in their car listening to us right now going, boo. Boo. You guys suck. Boo.
That'll show them.
So how do you capture these two lovable brothers?
Candy.
No.
Yeah. Candy in a big hole or net.
Fool me once kind of thing.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. No. So they send, I guess they did find a way to use a pen because they wrote a note to Luigi. And they said, Luigi, you've won a contest. You've won a wonderful mansion. Come on down and claim it.
Oh, it's a crooked 50s game show?
Yeah.
Nice.
So I guess Luigi didn't even... I guess he's entering other contests, so he's expecting this.
Yeah.
Or
maybe it's like one of those
things. Maybe he's just a dumbass.
Yeah, yeah, it's like one of those things like, you've been approved for our credit card or whatever. And it's like, you never really applied for it.
Yeah.
Just get it in the mail. And
yeah.
Luigi seems really dumb.
You know, my name is King Boo from the Boods.
Yeah, that's it.
It's a Nigerian prince
email. Yeah, he mailed in like 10 tabs from his superstar cereal. And he was expecting something anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
So. I was really just thinking I was going to get a whistle ring, but now I get a spooky mansion.
A mansion, yeah. So Luigi's like, Mario, Mario, I want a mansion. But he doesn't say that. He probably went, Mario, Mario, wahoo.
Yeah.
He only has so many things,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Then
Mario.
Yeah. That's in the game. He
I know,
says
yeah.
that so much.
So much. That's like
he's looking for Mario. Yeah. You can just jam a button and make him say it over
Mario.
Again.
Mario.
Mario. So he's like, Mario, let's go get this mansion. So they both go. I guess they're living separately because they leave separately. And
oh, that's too bad. I guess they're going through like a rough patch or something.
Yeah. Well, like,
Luigi moved out and he's like, you know, like, I want you to come visit this place with me. One last hurrah. I want a mansion. I want you to come see it.
Yeah, anyway. Peach just moved in.
Oh, that's rough.
Oh, it's making it awkward.
You know, we've really been like shitting on Luigi, but like that's rough, you know? When your ex starts dating someone new. And
in the Luigi's Mansion 3 trailer, they're taking a bus to go to the hotel that's going to be the new mansion or whatever.
Okay.
And Mario and Peach are actually sitting together near the back of the bus, and and Luigi's sitting by himself near the front. So, yeah, maybe there's a little truth in what you just said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the idea. I don't know the Dark Moon, this Luigi's Mansion 2. I don't know what the story is, but I love the idea that all three, it's been Luigi getting... notices in the mail that he won a mansion for like a contest that he didn't subscribe to, and he just keeps falling for this trick. Oh my god, look at my luck, I won again.
Yeah. Third time's a charm though. No ghost.
Yeah.
So Mario gets there first, Luigi got scared in Boo Woods or Boots.
In the Boots.
And he kind of just took his time getting there and kept getting lost.
Okay. The bumbling fool that he is.
Yeah.
The boombling fool, excuse me.
Yeah.
Thank you, Peter.
So Mario gets out ahead of him. He gets there first, and King Boo's like, ha ha, you fallen into my trap. And he turns...
You never applied for a contest. You obviously knew this already, you idiot.
Mario gets turned into a portrait.
So he gets portrait-ficied.
Yep. So
portrait-ficied.
Yeah.
I guess Bulossus really didn't like it when it happened to him. Said, hey, you know what? We should do this one of the people.
Yeah.
See how they feel.
Yeah.
Turn him into a lampshade.
Yeah. Throw him into the fucking assembly line. You know what I mean?
Out of his knuckle bones, if you know what I'm saying.
No, I don't. Is that a thing? Is that a thing? Wait, stay away from my knuckles, Peter.
Yeah, it's kind of creepy, dude.
Appropriately creepy.
Yep.
Ooh.
And geese and weird perverts.
We're not talking about lore. We're talking about lore. All right. So... Luigi gets there afterwards, realizes his brother's captured, and he didn't win a contest.
Oh my god.
Fuck!
Yeah.
This whole time, I've been excited for him.
Yeah.
How could things possibly get worse?
So yeah, not only did he not win a mansion, but he excitedly told his brother to come with him and got his brother trapped in a painting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he just went through a pretty rough breakup.
Yeah.
With said brother.
And he was spooked in the boods.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he gets there and he actually gets attacked by ghosts, right away. And Luigi kind of freaks out.
Runs to a scary laboratory.
Not yet, but Egad does show up, and attempts to capture the ghost that's attacking him into, the vacuum, basically.
Okay, watch out, spineless coward. Ghosts are after you. I'll save you.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so scared. Let's run into this scary-looking laboratory of a mad scientist with all these curious-looking lampshades.
Yeah. And then he... Professor Egad, his vacuum, do you know the name of it?
Did you tell us?
No, but you knew it was a vacuum. And
is it a pun?
You've been good so far. It is a pun.
Is it the vac boom?
No.
Well, that would be good, though.
It's... A type of ghost
is it
that
the Boover?
Oh, no. That'd be good too. But that's kind of like name brandy.
Hoover?
Yeah.
It's a type of ghost that typically moves things around, and it's a play on that.
It's like something with poltergeist.
Yes. No, yep.
Wait, poltergeists make noise, don't they? I thought that was noise making.
My understanding of a poltergeist, it is a ghost that actually doesn't just exist in our world. It impacts our world, so it makes noises, it'll knock things down,
rearrange your chairs, put on the table and
okay.
I don't know, what is
poltergust?
Okay,
that's more of a blow thing. I wouldn't have gotten that.
Yeah, poltergust 3000, so
still pretty good. It's pretty good. I think yours were better, Peter, but
thank you. the vac boom
or the boover.
Yeah, so his attempt fails to suck up the ghost that's attacking Luigi, but it scares off the ghost.
So Egad's not really good with branding, where he's just like, yeah, this is the poltergust, and Luigi's just like, but it suck. And he's just like, I couldn't think of any good puns, yabba yabba, son of a bitch.
Yeah. Luigi goes back to the laboratory and gets two things from him, the poltergust 3000 to be able to capture ghosts, and also the Game Boy Horror.
Okay.
It looks exactly like a Game Boy Color.
Mm-hmm.
It's used to for
in
maps.
England, it's spelled with a U.
Yeah.
Horror.
Horror.
4 hour.
It's used for maps in the game. You can look.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
You can look through the screen to actually like see ghosts that you might not normally see.
Oh, okay.
If Professor Egad wants to talk to you on the fly, it pops up in the corner. And
it's like a smartphone, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
In 2001, before everybody had one.
Luigi invented the smartphone, is what we're saying. I've been following this episode, and I think what you're getting at is that Luigi is Steve Jobs.
Yep.
I was going to say exactly that.
Yep.
Left his job at Pixar to fucking...
Yeah. Yeah, so it just looks like a Game Boy Color. It's probably designed to sell Game Boy Colors as well.
Yeah, no, you're not. 100%.
Every Pokemon game has the current Nintendo console in the kids' room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So video games happens, and Luigi sets off to capture ghosts in order to unlock different parts of the house.
Is he making a trade for Mario's freedom?
So he's trying to weaken King Boo.
Oh, right.
Because the more ghosts
he
captures and puts into portraits, the less power King Boo has.
Right.
Then once he gets to a place where he's weaker, he can go and fight him.
snap his neck.
Plus, EGAD gives him nice back rubs every time he brings him a new lampshade.
Actually, he gets money. Like, there's a whole loot system.
He's like a bounty hunter?
Yeah, treasure, yeah. Okay. Every time you capture a ghost, it'll give you, like, X amount of red gems, X amount of blue gems.
Yes, Luigi, more. Yeah. Bring me more skins.
Oh, my God.
Yabba dabba.
He's so fucking like in the game. He's so like jovial.
Innocuous. Yeah,
and, like, the way you guys are painting him, it's like so scary.
Well, your artwork for this one is definitely going to be something like a repurposed crime scene photo from the Geen House,
or maybe like from Silence of the Lambs, where Buffalo Bill is doing like the tuck thing, like the "Would you fuck me?"
We already did that one though.
Oh, that's with true. With Kirby. Yeah, right. Another Nintendo IP.
Yeah. We already did that Nintendo serial killer bit.
Yeah. sorry, everybody. Sorry, my bad. I think about Buffalo Bill a lot.
Yeah.
Kirby's actually one of our least listened to episodes. I was checking that out this week, and I don't know why. It was a very good one. So go listen to that if you
haven't. Listen to the Kirby episode. Bump our numbers up.
So now he has to capture all these ghosts that are inhabiting the home. He beats up a baby at one point. All
right.
Yeah, it's a ghost baby.
Okay, good.
Yeah, don't worry. The baby died.
The baby was already dead. The baby was already dead.
This is the Bloody Baron quest from The Witcher.
Yeah, exactly.
Dr. EGAD, you got to show me where the baby's buried. Yeah, that's so it.
Give it a name. Give it a name.
At work, they were like putting these skulls around for Halloween, but all the skulls were like child-sized.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's kind of creepy. I know that they just don't want to buy big skulls to put everywhere, but putting little skulls everywhere is creepy.
You don't want to blow your budget on full-size skulls.
That'd be ridiculous. Gotta get those child skulls.
Yeah.
Much cheaper.
Like, they're small, but they're also soft. You know? Yeah. It's weird.
Keep your pencils in them.
Yeah.
this happens. Eventually, Luigi gets all the way to the end. He unlocks different parts of the mansion. Mario's deep in the basement. So you have to go deeper and deeper into this basement, it's spookier and spookier. You do beat King Boo, and you turn him into a painting along with every other ghost.
Gone.
But it's really fun, the game. Like, there's like things where you go into a room and a piano's playing, and you're like, wait, how does this work? And you actually have to go into another room and like look through a painting to see where the ghost is to like go in. It's very puzzly.
It's a puzzle game.
Yeah.
Fully.
I loved the game. I had a lot of fun with it.
Because Luigi's too weak to jump physically.
Yeah,
as
exactly.
As he is a spineless coward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Although in the original, he jumped higher.
That's true.
It's not true. So, it's something that everybody thought was true, but it was never true.
I thought he jumped higher in number two.
Yeah, in number two,
turnip one.
Because, they made him jump higher in number two because of that, well, allegedly because of the rumor that he jumped higher in the first one.
Okay.
I thought number two was, like, not originally going to be, like, a Mario game, and then they, like, put the Mario...
They just skinned everybody at the last second?
Yeah.
Just like Dr. EGAD skinning everybody.
Yeah.
Skinning all those boos to make furniture out of them.
Like, it was a different concept at first, and it, like, halfway through turned into a Mario game.
It could have, very well could have been. That sounds familiar.
There's four playable characters. No,
the game actually exists. It's called, like, Doki Doki Panic or something.
Yeah.
And it's where you're, like, this little, like, Agrabah kid with a big turban on. You look like, you look like Prince Ali from Aladdin.
Yeah, you're right. And that's why you fly.
And you throw turnips at things.
Yeah, and that's why you fly on a magic carpet like in that game too.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That makes sense. So you do get Mario back. You bring him to the lab. And
he's never been the same since.
Yeah, no.
Well, he's still a painting at this point. He brought his brother's painting all the way back to the lab.
Okay.
And then he puts him through that assembly line, but in reverse. And this is a cutscene at the end. You see it actually happen. And if you want to look up the, maybe it could be cool to make a machine that turns people into skins, but I don't know. So then he goes through all that. Then he pops out of the painting and Luigi kind of looks at him and he's on the ground and he has a frame fell down over his head kind of
thing. Okay, yeah.
And then at first Luigi's like kind of shocked. He's like, oh no, is that okay? And then it kind of like zooms in on Mario. And Luigi just starts like laughing. The game's over. And then based on the mansion disappears because now the ghosts are gone.
Okay.
But all of the treasure that you collect throughout the game is real and Luigi gets to keep.
Okay.
And then it pans to Luigi's new house, and depending on how much of the treasure you collected, you'll get like a small house or a very large house.
Oh, yeah. Sick. Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Multiple endings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you run on MS-DOS, you get a different
ending. Yeah.
For GDQ. We're doing big house run on GDQ.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
But that's it for Luigi's Mansion 1. Luigi's Mansion 3, I have a little bit on it. It's coming out soon.
24 hours from now.
Yeah. Yeah. It looks really cool. If I had a Switch, I would probably play it eventually. I don't know if I'd buy it on day one.
An endorsement.
Yeah.
Exactly. That is a box-worthy endorsement. Yeah.
If I had that console, I might play the game eventually.
Eventually, yeah.
Yeah.
Although, to be fair, Jamie's spending a lot of time with World of Warcraft right now, which is, you know, like
an
abusive...
Miller stated he'd play it eventually if he could.
Yeah.
It's like being in an abusive relationship where they don't value you nearly as much as you value them. You end up spending all your money on them and all your time trying to get them to love you.
I beat Ragnaros this week, though.
Woo!
So finish phase,
well,
phase
last
one.
Week.
Well, last week, but...
For our listeners, James.
Yep.
It's like you never think of them.
No, it's true. And that makes me look even better.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, he's negging the listeners.
So Luigi's Mansion 3, some of the...
What about Dark Moon?
Oh, we're not touching that at all.
Oh, we're not talking about Luigi's Mansion's Blood Moon?
No.
Blood Moon?
Yeah. No, no. I didn't even look at it.
Bloody occult.
Yeah. He puts all those like Celtic markings on his face and in toad blood.
Yeah. So it is going to release tomorrow after, like I said. It's set in a hotel called Last Resort Hotel. And from the trailer...
Oh, that's a sticky mattress kind of hotel.
Yeah. It is massive, this hotel. It's like... it's a very, very, very tall building. Like,
is it just
the trailer,
like the concierge? Do you use the poltergust to like suck condoms out of the pool?
The poltergust is actually upgraded in this one. It's not called the poltergust 3000 anymore. It's like just like the PG-0. Like they went the Xbox way with it.
Whoa.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
The PG-1X.
So this map looks massive, by the way. Like, from the way that they show in the trailer, it looks like there's gonna be a lot of gameplay, and every floor has a different theme.
Okay.
So they didn't show us too much of it yet, but they did promise that. So I'd imagine in Mario style there'll be like 8 main floors.
Grass floor, fire floor, ice floor, desert floor. Castle floor.
You also have a different mode, so you're not only Luigi, you can be Gooigi.
Oh, I've seen
this. Oh, yeah, I've heard the term.
He's like a gummy clone.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, if you think of like all those games where I can't fit in through these grates,
that's it.
I'm going to send Gooigi to solve this puzzle and come back to
me. Yeah.
Cool. He's like the T-1000.
Yeah, it's like one of those gimmicks where like in one of the Paper Marios where you can like go 3D kind of, and you can like go forwards and backwards on that like 2D plane.
Yeah, right, or in the Game Boy Zelda games where you could shrink down and go inside of stumps.
Yeah, the Minish Cap and stuff like that.
There's also that other Zelda game where you can turn yourself into a painting and like go on walls.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you're a half breed and you get stuck in one, and somebody ends up coming in and at one point and they can kill you, but it's usually better not. You can turn invisible and you leave footprints in the snow.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
There's also not just the hotel. There's another section called...
The Shed Out Back?
The Scarescraper.
Oh, like a skyscraper?
Okay, it's a skyscraper.
But scary.
Scary.
It's scary.
Ah!
Yeah. Ah!
That's for local wireless or online co-op gameplay. But online has like two asterisks next to it because it's Nintendo.
Yeah.
Make sure you plug your headphones into your cell phone, run the Nintendo Switch fucking Discord version
app. Yeah.
Yeah. And you need a 2001 Game Boy to plug into it or GameCube or whatever. Yeah.
Dial up modem.
Yeah. No, so it's probably best played with other people like around you, but you can play with up to 80 of your friends at once.
Yeah.
Now
I just need 8 friends.
And you just need to remember that your 1300-digit friend code.
Yeah, exactly.
Send that to your friend.
Oh, yeah. The best part about, or not the best part, but a new thing that's coming out is usually you can only suck in the ghosts. Now you could blow it out.
Oh, now you can suck and spit.
Finally, the gust.
Yeah, the gust came.
Okay.
And you could slam it. So you can like grab it and then like over your head slam onto one side, over your head slam onto the other side.
Like, okay, cool. Like Kratos and his like chain blades.
Yeah
okay.
And it weakens the ghost. You have to weaken the ghost a certain amount before it'll actually be captured.
You'd beat the shit out of it before you turn it into a painting.
It's like a Pokemon.
Don't you worry about nothing there, Luigi. I upgraded your poltergust. This thing will suck the bend out of a river.
Yeah. but it's somehow weaker now. And yeah, like exactly. It used to just suck ghosts in, no problem. And now it's like, it's just like an up, like it's modern like, technology. Yeah. It's like, well, it doesn't suck as good as it used to, but it's got an LED touchscreen now. Like,
the way you would
thank
work,
you. I didn't need one on my vacuum, but great.
The way you would work down a ghost in Luigi's Mansion 1 is you would just hold the vacuum on it longer.
Yeah.
So now instead of having to just like, like in one place, you smash it a few times and you suck it down.
Mm-hmm. You realize now.
Smash it a few times and suck it down.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, brothers.
Like a blowjob.
Hell yeah, brothers.
That's pretty much it for Luigi's Mansion.
Cool, let's wrap this up and get to the smash and swallow.
Yeah, dude. Let's get our group nap going.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so game Luigi's Mansion 1 was really fun to me. Luigi's Mansion 3, if you liked Luigi's Mansion 1, you'd probably love it. So go buy it.
We had a couple of good boofs in on this one as well.
Mario is missing. 48% like this game, according to Google reviews. So
48% is pretty good.
Yeah, almost half.
Sorry, Jeremy. You're still in the majority, technically.
Yeah, that's it. That's a minority win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so Mario is missing, still technically gets to run the government.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a very relevant Canadian joke. I'm sorry for anybody who didn't understand that.
So I guess before we go, we had a lovely email, right?
Yeah, woke up to a nice email from our friend Steven Seagars. Steven
Seagal?
No.
Oh.
Hey, it's Steve from New Jersey again. You know Superman's dumb friend. I was wondering if you guys could do some more. I was wondering if you guys could do some more Mass Effect and Lord of the Rings lore, which we would love to do.
Yep.
Especially Lord of the Rings. I'm super, super into.
Yeah, I have multiple. So basically the way that I write episodes is I conceptualize 4 or 5 episodes at a time and then finally work on one. So I have like 2% of another Mass Effect script already done.
Nice. Yes.
Yeah. Also, a friend of mine said it would be cool if you guys did the lore on the game Ark, which I played with Jamie once for like 30 minutes.
That's the dinosaur one?
I bought it for 99 cents.
Yeah.
Was that Ark?
Yeah, the dinosaur one.
I thought, we played that game, but it got renamed like halfway through. I thought Ark was like the survival dinosaur one.
Yeah,
not the waves of. We played Waves of Killing Dinosaurs.
We played a different dinosaur gun game.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Maybe I haven't played Ark. We'll look into it.
A dinosaur game called Dino D-Day, which the Nazis have dinosaurs with them.
Oh. Ours was like Dino, the Revenge of the Dino or something. It was like really long and like gratuitous.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dino. Your guys' podcast always makes my work night go by faster because it makes me laugh. And I love when you guys read my email out. You're welcome again.
Yeah.
My friend said I was grinning like an idiot when I heard. Keep up the excellent work, guys. Sorry for such a long email. Now shut up, Steven.
Yeah, don't you fucking apologize to us.
You have nothing to apologize for, you beautiful person. Seriously, the nicest thing to wake up to is hearing from you guys reaching out to us. So
yeah.
Anybody who just read that and said, I could write an email like that.
I could write a better one.
Well, or I could write a worse one. It doesn't matter how good your email is. We'll read it out on air.
No, it's a healthy competition between the fans.
Yeah.
Don't worry about length. If you want to send us just, hey, guys, I like you. That's cool.
Exactly.
If you want to write, like...
Give me compliments. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, if you want to do an Ethan Palmer biopic, send us one of those.
Yeah, do. Yeah,
we'll have to approve the actor first, whoever's going to be playing Ethan.
Only I can play me.
Yeah.
my name is Ethan Palmer. You can find me at Ethan the Dead Man. Thanks for listening, guys. Our website is theloreboys.com. We will be streaming Extra Life. We said we were going to be streaming it this coming weekend, but we're delaying it for 1 week or two. An announcement will be made maybe before this episode actually goes live with exact dates once we nail them down.
Yeah.
But we will be streaming next week, just not specifically for Extra Life. But
test, basically.
We might have the button up, so if you wanted to stop by and donate next week, it will probably be an option. Otherwise, you can just stop in and say hi. That's twitch.tv/theloreboys.
Yep. My name's James Miller, and you can find me on the internet.
All right, good. Just Google James Miller. He's the first result.
Yeah. Always the first result.
You can Google James Miller and any profession, and there is one.
Yeah.
There's enough of us to have do one of everything.
Yeah.
Also, my favorite James Miller
King
search.
James Miller. Other James Millers.
Yeah. James Miller Osses.
Yeah.
My favorite James Miller search is James Miller Gimp. So check it out.
Yeah.
It is our James Miller.
Yeah. I'm just standing straight arm going, Bumber 15.
You done?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't want to.
I went short, yeah.
I'm at Pete O'Donohue on Twitter, at Loreboys Podcast on Instagram. Go check out Silly Pictures. What else? Oh, and also check out youtube.com/theloreboys. We got our custom URL. I know Steven, I think, commented on one of the videos that he's happy that the audio and art are going up at the same time.
Cool.
Because they're more disparate that way. But I know some people like to basically set up a watch later playlist of podcasts on YouTube, and that's how they like to absorb it. I don't care how my voice gets inside you. Just do it somehow.
Yeah.
Right.
And anybody who likes to the idea of supporting the show financially, we do love your money. We have a Patreon, patreon.com/theloreboys. Shout out to Josh and Woody, our two latest patrons. We love you guys. You're beautiful.
Yeah.
And I'll kiss your butt if I ever see you in
person.
And you
hang out in the Discord. Our Discord, like, have people
it's
chatting.
Fucking bumping. Yeah.
That's
now.
Not yeah. us. Like, yeah. the yeah. conversations are happening on their own, which yeah. I love. So.
Somebody sent me a link as to where you can get, like, the BattleTech tabletop in Montreal, and that's one of my things I want to do.
Yeah, that's
weekend.
Liam. That's nice.
Yeah, that's
dude.
Awesome.
Yeah, so we're going to look into that. Anybody who doesn't trust Patreon, you can always support us through Lore Boys Premium. We've done it since day one. It's the best bang for your buck.
Hell yeah.
We can run our own racket. We don't need fucking Patreon.
Yeah, exactly. Now, we do have a very special prize this week in honor of Halloween. We have old ghost skins. They look a lot like people skin. But,
trust me, they're ghosts.
Trust me, they're ghosts. We also need you to take some packages for us. So subscribe to Lore Boys Prime for $32 a month. And we'll send you the ghost skin, super spooky, just in time for Halloween, which is tomorrow. And you'll also get some packages, which, again, we're going to need you to bury them, probably in your backyard. Don't open them. Just don't. God, don't open them.
They're time capsules, guys. We'll open them in 20 years and be like, oh, look at where the Lore Boys are now.
Yeah, 20 yep. years when the statute of limitations is up.
Yeah.
But we love hearing from you guys. So reach out to us and we'll send you body, not body parts, booty parts. Parts of my booty.
And that's the Lore Boys.
Ooh.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.